Yeah, Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph on top. The last Gemara was even though we passed in the water, the Noisin Tan by Noisin Tan is Mutter, the last Gemara was that if you cut with a fleshitik knife, or tznoin a radish, since it's sharp, so the Gemara ends up, hanimila b'tznoin by a radish, the agav chufei bola. Since it's sharp, therefore take out the tam of the knife, and the tam of the meat that comes out of the knife, and it'll make the radish a fleshik. The Gemara says, the avo kishos, what's going to be by regular cucumbers? That even though you cut it with a fleshitik knife, with a knife that you cut meat before, gora levei paskiv yochol. All you have to do is just like scrape it off, scrape away the surface like of the cut, and then you could eat it. You could even eat it with milk. Rashi says, like kishos, like cucumbers, mesuki, it's like sweet. Ve'en nivla b'seichoy. No tam of the knife like comes out, because it's cold, so no tam comes out. Elu Rashi says, Hashem nunis, saf v'yomed al mokam achtach. But you have to be afraid, maybe some fat that was on the knife now came off onto the cucumber, the place where you cut it. Therefore, you have to still scrape off like the ends of the cucumbers where you cut it to make sure there's no fat that was on it. Yeah. And then you have to eat it, even with milk. So Rashi comes out, Hilka, Rashi, therefore she says, Dogim sholo bekara, if you have fish that was put up into a flesh sticker pot, is mut loch lamakutach. You're allowed to eat it with milk. Because the only we have before, the yei noisin tam abo min amamish, el noisin tam abo min noisin tam, the stam karam nechokanem, stam a pot is usually cleaned out from its fat, and therefore it's only a tam of meat that was in the pot. So since you only put this fish on top of the pot, therefore that's called the noisin tam, ba noisin tam datera, and it's muta. So only a shayla here, it's only by something sharp that it becomes osa. And also only by knife are we afraid, maybe there's shamnunis. There's some fat left over on the knife, therefore even if you cut a cucumber with the knife, you have to make sure to cut off, scrape off the parts of the cucumber, then no fat is left on it. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, "Chilcho de lifter, what's going to be upon the a stalk from turnips? Chilcho de lifter, shori, if you cut it with a fleshtika knife, you're allowed to eat it. This silka, what about if you cut, let's say, a stalk of a beet? The silka's beets, that's asira, mashma beet tayir a little bit sharp. At least the stalks of it is a little bit sharp, and therefore it's also eat it with milk." Rashi says the fish, like the knife gives off tam into this silk, into the beet, and therefore it's like flesh, because you can't eat it with milk. But the posach b'hu, the lifter shapidomi, means if in between you cut the beet, you go and cut turnips, then it's okay. Rashi says, the posach bud lifter means, orvon, beis chatuch and shechotach achas shalefes, first you cut the turnip. And then you cut the beet. Sahalefes mevatel tam shamnunis. When you first cut the turnip, that was mevatel any tam of shamnunis from the sakin. Then the beets don't receive it. So that's what we say, the beet is also only if you cut first the beets with this knife. But if you first cut turnips with the knife, adarab, that takes away any tam of the meat. And when you cut the beets later, it'll be muta. Another one says, Boy Mene Rav Dimim Rav Nachman. Rav Dimim is a shalom from Rav Nachman. Ma'li anuche kado de milcho gabe kado de kamcha. Can you put, let's say, a dish, a jar of salt next to a jar that has milk, like a salt shaker? Can you keep it one next to another? Like, are we afraid that we take the salt, maybe some of the milk will go into the salt, it'll become milchiks, and then you may use the same salt for fleshiks? You shouldn't do this. Rashi says, "Mi'chashin are afraid shem yipo min akuta v'melech. Maybe some of this milk will fall into the salt, and therefore you won't realize it. And later you'll take this salt and use it for meat. So are you afraid of this or not?" Omle said back to me, "Yes, also you should not do it. You should not have a salt dish next to a milk dish. Of course, we're afraid. So yes, the kasha the chol amai. What's going to be lachav yav vinika?" Rashi says, "Derech losay schoymes teicha tavshol." He used to put vinegar in the middle into the food. So are you afraid also that Shem Meyipol, can you have a jar of vinegar next to a jar of milk? Again, are you afraid that maybe the milk will fall into the vinegar or not? So this he said back, Omalei Sharet. So this is Mutter. A vinegar jar you could have next to the milk. So the question was, Mishnah, what's the difference? So he answered back, L'chitecho lo kuru de milcha. When you go measure out for me, a kuru's worth of salt. Meaning to say, like, there's a big difference. And my time, what's the difference? Hai isi sur bienai, fi hai lesi sur bienai. But when the milk falls into the salt, that's called this nika. Rashi says, Mavnei shu'ab, it's very thick. Pulei bottle doesn't become bottle. Abakuta chanofa b'chaymetz, when the little milk falls into the vinegar, it's not called then, like mashmah, the milk doesn't get absorbed, it doesn't stay in the vinegar. It's only tam. And the tam anam lo yoyet kutach b'chaymetz, that's another mitzvah. Rashi says, that the vinegar does not, the milk does not give taste into the vinegar. So if I buy the vinegar, even if milk falls in, still will be mutter. Mashen came by the salt, if it falls into the salt, mashmah still stays ben. This kutach is not just milk, it's a dish that has some milk inside it. It's milchix. But mashmah, this falls into salt though, it does not get dissolved, it stays there, and there were chash, maybe come to use this salt for flesh shakes, and that's also. So that's why Maisu is supposed to have really separate salt shakers for milchix, not for flesh shakes. See, if you have an open dish of salt, for sure it's also. Shall if you have a regular salt shaker, there could be a little bit more lakula because the salt shaker, if it's closed, so you don't really put your hands inside to get the salt out, you just shake it out. So that's a little bit more of a kula, but you don't have the minis anyway to try and have separate salt shakers for fleishiks and for milchiks. Now the word says, Ahu ba gubza. It was like a young chicken, a young bird, a young pigeon. Dinofo lakada de kamcha. It once fell into a jar of this milk sauce, fell into this milk. So Masha was So Pasha was a cold piece of pigeon that fell into the milk. So Shaya Rav Chinuna braid the rava mi Pashrunya. He held it was mutter. Rashi says, Afa pi shakutach mliachu. Even though in this kutach, in this dish of milk, it was a little salty also. Still, we don't consider it now to be salted in the milk. They say that it's called like rosteach, like it's hot, and that the chicken should become also in the milk. But no, it's still considered cold and cold. Just take out the chicken and wash it off, and it's okay. So Mara says, Omar Rava said, Man Chochem, who's so smart like? Le Mishri, to say it's mut, to say you're allowed to eat this. Ki hai gav, like this case. Ilav, isn't it? Rav Chinuna bread the Rava mi Pashun, isn't it him? He's such a great Chochem, he was able to be matarit. Why? Because Kisavah heals like this. Said, Ki Yoma Shmuel, when does Shmuel say his halacha? That maliach, harayach, harasayach, something that's salted. It's sort of like it's hot, like it's cooked up. Hani, immediately when is that? Hecha diena necha machmas molcha. It has to be so salty that you cannot eat it now. It's not just some little bit salt in the dish, but it has to be so salty you can't eat it, like if you salt meat. So that salt, there's so much salt on the meat you can't eat it now. That amount of salt makes it like it's hot. Avalhai kuta, but this dish here that has milk inside, this milk like a dish, even though it's salty, harenecha machmas molchai, but this salt is not that much, you can still eat it because of its salt. So therefore it's not considered kimaliach, it's not called karaseach. So therefore it's called seinim b'tseinim, and therefore come off, therefore the just wash off the pigeon and its mutter. This is not called karaseach. Yeah. Now, the Hani Mili, when do we say this chai? Only if the meat is still raw. If it's raw meat, do we say just wash it off and it's mutter? Avotzli boy klifa. Let's say the meat was roasted. Then, no, if a roasted piece of chicken, the meat of chicken, fell into the milk, then you have to have klifa. Then you have to cut off the klifa. Rashi says, milmalas of it. Like all around the chicken, you have to cut off its top layer. Klifa, you have to like peel it off. Now, the yispe pili, if it has holes inside it, Rashi says, b'koyim, v'utzli, two things. It was a roasted piece of meat, and also there are like holes, cracks inside the meat. So then Rashi says, then lo yisagle b'klipa, if this piece of meat now fell into the milk, then it's not enough just to be curled, take out the outside peel of it, but the whole thing becomes us. Rashi says, l'fisha b'leya derech hanikovim, because it goes inside it through the holes of the meat. And m'kulu yasa, the whole thing remains us. V'i mitfah b'tavlin, let's say this piece of meat was spiced first. Rashi says, ha'tavlin shenes bashtu imoy, when you first cooked up this meat, you spiced it. Some rachin, I said, makes the meat very soft, and now it's easy to be belayed, to absorb the milk. Which nafu kukun fell into this to the milk, have a tsomal of loya bola. It was like thirsty to be absolved and absorbed the milk. Therefore, also the piece of meat remains also. That's called the vit. The matul b'tavlin was first spiced, so kulu yasa. Now, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel. That's the halacha. Yeah, I think it's a shadow. I think we hold, but even if it's a cold piece of meat, but as long as it's once spiced, it's now it falls into the milk, and the whole meat would become asa. Yeah. The verse is right. Yomar Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel, Tikar Shechota Chole Bosa. If you have a piece of bread, then on top of the piece of bread, you cut the meat. Shabosa. So also lochlo. You're not allowed to eat this bread anymore. Yeah, we'll soon see what Rashi says. Shchadach lebosa ki shuchaytech minatzli. His last lachem of nei shadam yotzev nivleboy. He can't eat this bread now because the blood of the meat came out and went into the bread. So you have this piece of meat that you were roasting, and right after you got finished roasting it, you cut it on top of a piece of bread. So it's also because we said the dam goes into the bread and it's also to eat this bread now. That's Shmuel's halacha. Shodach lebosa also lachla. The Hani Milgamar says the asmik. Only if it was a red piece of meat. Rashi says, Shoya Bosodim, the meat was red. And that's when we say the blood, that when you cut it now, the blood comes out of it. And the Hani Mili, the Avrei. Rashi says, Shenekev, Shenokev Hazdam, as Klemar, Ovar Mitzido Litzidoi, Achinir Mishneh Stodim. The Avrei, what you cut it through from one side to the other side. Then we say a lot of blood comes out. Oh no, some of it means cut. It's only also if the blood like went through both sides of the bread. It went through it. His behind mini the overhani mil the over means the dam went through the bread. Vahani mini the asmeche. Also it's only if the blood itself was like thick. It was like thick blood. Not just some thin stuff. But the juice that came out of the meat was thick. The asmeche. Our klishta to be very thin, then less lumbo. That's nothing. And that's considered like a charmed gravy. That's not called meat anymore. That's not called blood anymore. Rashi says, "Bahami ni dav Rashi said, 'Nokav hadam esakika right kolima over mitzid l'tidai.' That the blood itself went from one side to the other side of the bread. That's when it's also. You know, Rashi also asked mechanim shoyoisem meil. The juice that's coming out of the meat was very thick, but if it's thin already, that's not dam anymore. Yeah." But this is only what meat that you roasted without first salting it. But our meat that's always salted, there's no problem. The juice that comes out of it later is only called some gravy, that's not called meat. Now, let's number. Shmuel shodilei lekalbei. Shmuel had this bread that they cut the meat on top of, so he threw that bread to his dog, shlekalbei. Rav Huna yoivlei leshamai. Rav Huna gave it to his own shamash, to his servant, teat. So the question is, how could he do that? L'chura Shamash was a Jew. So the question is, Monashach, what's going on here? Ishari l'kuli yal mashor, if it's mutatit, says you mutat for anybody. Not only his Shamash, he should also see it, eat it. E osir, if it's osir then, so l'kuli yal me osir, should osir for anybody. How could he give it to a Shamash? Rashi says, Monashach, di yu loy bodemet, he didn't want to eat from it. But to Shamash he gave it, how could that be? So my answer is like this. Shani Rav Huna di anine datoi. Remember, Rav Huna held that it was muta. Either it wasn't the thick juice that came out, it was the thin juice, or really it was muta. Just he was a very delicate person. For him, he didn't want to eat it. Rashi says, "Haid lo yochol nishum diyistinisu." He was delicate. V'lav nishum isu, not because it was really also. As he held that juice is not dam, so really it's mutatit. Mer says, "Rava ochol ate it. Rava ate this juice that came out of the meat." The korilei chamar bosi, called like the wine of the meat. In other words, that's not called the dam. Once you roast the meat and the meat is edible, the dam already came out of it. What comes out afterwards is only called the juice, the gravy. Rashi says, yayin habosi, like the wine of the meat. That's what we hold, avar etz mutatit. Yeah. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel, ein manichen kli tachas bosor. Again, when you're roasting meat, raw meat, when you're roasting it, so you shouldn't put a pot underneath the meat to receive the gravy, the juice that comes out of it. Yeah. Why? Because there's blood coming out, so you shouldn't receive that blood. Sein manichen kli tachas bosor, achiyichla komar sadu meshabo. Afterward, the juice that comes down doesn't look red anymore. It looks other colors. Then it's muta. All the blood went out already. Then it's muta. So where it says, minoyadin, how do we know that? How do we know when all the blood came out already? So mazutra mishmed, rapoporoma, mishetala timrosai. When the smoke starts to come up, Rashi says, shabos somal oshan. When the meat starts to give up smoke. So that's the proof it's not dam coming anymore, but then it's the fat of the meat. That's what caused the smoke to come out. Rashi says, another lashon is, because kol zman the blood is coming out, is the coals don't give off smoke, like they're going out. But when the shum, when the fat starts to come down, then it gives off smoke. So mashma, first the dam comes out of the meat, and then the fat comes out of it. So when you have the smoke coming up, that's the fat, then it's mutter. To start catching the gravy. Mask of Lo Rav Ashi, Rashi has a question still. The Duma may be titoi moto iloi le moto. Maybe the bottom part of the meat take was roasted well, and that part started to give off some fat. But the top part of the meat wasn't roasted well yet, and that's still giving off its blood. So how could you say once it starts to smoke, like the fat is coming down, but there still could be some blood coming down from the top piece of the meat? So how do you know when you can start catching the gravy? It's like this, Ela Rav Amar Rav Ashi, left like Takanta, there's no real way to know exactly when there's no blood there anymore. You can't know, you can't tell. Ela, the answer is rather, Mishta Be Tati Gnoli Milcha. The roll inside this pot that you catch in the gravy, two like portions of salt. That's where you should throw these. You throw the two lumps of salt you should throw there. Rashi says, Treglola de Milcha, Bein ala bosa or bein b'tech kli, whether it's on the meat or whether it's in the kli, the adam nigra leitzla melech l'shalayim, and that salt will cause the blood to go on the bottom of the pot, and therefore you should just take the top part of the gravy, that will be muta, and the dam will go to the bottom. The answer is to throw two lumps of salt into that pot. Yelamishter beitati glule milcha, or meshvayu, and then like pour off, and then pour off just the top part of the gravy. That's muta, just the fat pour off. But the bottom part that has the blood, that leave over. Like Rashi says, Kloima, Yara Hashumin, Helion, pour off the top fat slowly. That's muta, that gravy is muta. And the bottom part that has the blood, that you shouldn't take. So you shouldn't take it. O Malay Ravacha, bread, Ravikla,